This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators Symposium in Atlanta. I'm with Bob Wright. Bob, you're a co-organizer and co-chair of this. We've had a good 2 days here, very productive. We just heard Administrator Babbitt speak about the FAA's willingness to cooperate on this training and safety issue. What are your impressions of where it goes from here and what's been accomplished in the last 2 days?
Okay, well, we take the administrator at his word, and I think it's evidenced by the fact that his chief general aviation manager is here for the whole 2 days and some of his co-workers from Oklahoma City. However, we want to take on the responsibility ourselves to take these recommendations, put them in the form of a report, and direct them to the right recipients that can act on them. And then they'll have a chance to respond, yes, we'll do this, or no, we have a better idea, or send it to a different organization, and they will give us a reply. And within 6 months, we'll have be able to tell a story about where these recommendations go.
One of the goals here is to reduce the fatal accident rate, which is now around 1.2 per 100,000 hours. That's a fairly difficult task. From what you've seen here, what do you think is likely to be the most effective recommendation, or perhaps several recommendations that might address that directly?
I think when we sort through all the, when the dust settles and we sort through all the recommendations, what's going to come up is, as you say, it's difficult, and that's creating a safety culture and using new techniques like risk management. And to do it, the instructor is going to be a key part of the answer if we can actually implement that. And I think teaching instructors how to do risk management, that's one example of, I think, the recommendations we heard today. And that's going to have to go out there and permeate the entire current pilot community. It's great to talk about new entrants and getting them trained the right way to begin with, but we've got to reach those 500,000 pilots already out there. And that's always going to be difficult.
And really, when you think about it, because only 300 to 500 people are involved in fatal accidents, and those are the pilots, you really are trying to reach them as well. So how do you reach that at-risk population?
Well, it's funny. I kind of think everything in life is probably on a bell curve. And on the right side of the bell curve, we have the churchgoers. We're not worried about them. They already attend safety. They operate with proper risk management. And we're never going to write anybody off, but there are people at the other end of the bell curve, at the very tail end, that you're never going to reach. What we hope to reach are the big group in the middle that maybe don't know what they don't know, and maybe they weren't taught it to begin with, and they don't have a proper appreciation of risk management and other higher-order pilot skills. And I think once that awareness increases, we can reach that vast middle group of pilots that would want to do the right thing if only they knew what it was.
How do you communicate the right thing to them?
Well, a variety of ways. First of all, through the instructors, because we reach everybody every 2 years. Instructors we reach and pilots we reach. And I think getting that information to them through the flight review and instrument proficiency checks is real important. But also, I think on an ongoing basis, we need for associations to step up to the, and the old preaching safety isn't going to work anymore. You know, it's too general. We have to actually give people techniques they can use. And that means we need better data on what really causes these accidents. And we're going to find that risk management and other factors play a role, and it's not just some indefinite cause like loss of control. We want to know why the pilot lost control. And I think if we can get that information out to people, we can really make a dent on it.
Well, thanks for speaking with us, Bob.
Thank you, Paul. And follow through with this in the next few months. We'll keep you informed.
We'll do it. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the SAFE Symposium in Atlanta, Georgia. We've been speaking with Bob Wright, and thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.